B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He is, of course, Moose Johnson on the Comcast Business Hotline. Moose, what's happening, brother?
Good morning, Anthony. How you doing? How have you been through all this nonsense?
Yeah, you know, we're all fighting through it. God bless you and your family, man. Everybody good?
Everybody's good. Yes, you as well. Everybody listening out there, too. Hope everybody's been staying safe and healthy as possible.
Thanks, brother. You know, it's great, though, just to be able to talk about football. You know, it's funny. The last time we had you on during the pandemic just to kind of touch base with you. And the fact that we're actually going to be able to talk about football is a beautiful thing, man. It's a gift in a lot of ways.
It really is. It really is. I really, you know, I like the way the NFL has handled this, you know, as opposed to the colleges. And I'm sure it's a lot easier with just the 32 teams as opposed to the NCAA trying to be the, you know, the overseer of everything across the country. But, you know, just giving the players the opportunity to play, you know, do you want to opt out? Are you comfortable under these circumstances? Here's our protocols. It just seems like there was a lot of dialogue. There's a lot of engagement between the NFL and the NFLPA to get to the point where the guys can make an educated decision. And then it really seems like they've decided to move forward and they know they're going to have some bumps in the road. You know, we were on our call with Fox last week, and I think one of the really interesting points that was brought up was it's not a question of what if, it's a question of what now.
Right.
You know, at some point, there's going to be some positive cases in a locker room. And what is the response then? How do you keep it under control and not have a situation like we had in baseball with the Marlins and the Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, that's the scary thing because you wonder what could be, what can be done when being in that in those close quarters is just so frightening that if it hits the quarterback room or it hits, and you saw what the Eagles have done when it came to McNown, that Josh McCown's going to be in Texas, and God forbid something happens, he's almost on call for the season.
Okay, my big question with that is, you know, what if we get to a point where he's still got a quarantine, right? So does he have to leave Texas at some point? I know we're not the favorite state of a lot of people up in the north right now. Our numbers are getting better, so I think he would be able to come into Pennsylvania and be able to be in the locker room right away. But I think it's a really smart play by the Eagles organization. I really do, because as you listen to all the coaches, obviously quarterback, if something happened in the quarterback room, boy, that's devastating. The offensive line is another one. You know, if it's your center, and then that goes back to your quarterback room. You just think of all the close contact that you have during the course of the game and what the potential could be with a positive. And I mean, the best thing we do, close our, you know, keep our fingers crossed. Let's go play football and then let's just adjust. We'll take it one step at a time.
I was talking to Steve Spagnuolo, Coach Spags, and who's a buddy of mine. We were going back and forth on the same subject. And he said, here's my only answer to you. And he gave me the prayer emoji. That's it. Just pray. What kind of football do you think it's going to be with no preseason and, you know, the limited hitting that we've seen? What do you think that piece of it, what kind of toll does that take on the quality of early on?
Yeah, I think I would think that the Eagles would have a huge advantage in the East with all the other three teams having new head coaches and missing out on the opportunity for some extra time in OTAs and training camp. I know they've done a great job and they've adjusted and they've done their Zoom conferences and, you know, everything they can possibly do here. But, you know, one of the great things that I've heard so far is, you know, not enough time on the grass. You know, it's great in a Zoom room. It's, you know, you're getting the kind of the top layer of it, but you're not digging down into the nuts and bolts. So, you know, this Philly, are they able to kind of take advantage of their position in the divisions with the consistency they've had with their staff and their offense and defense compared to the other three teams? I think, you know, tackling would be one area that you would expect to maybe not be as tight as you would want it to be. But there's a lot of coaches that have gone back and they looked at, you know, the 2011 season when we had the lockout with the CBA. And they really didn't notice it. And then I've seen some of the guys talk about it. They're like, listen, we don't tackle in OTAs. You know, we don't do a lot of hitting, you know, in training camp normally. You know, we're working on our angles. You know, I wrap guys up and knock them back and then let them go. So it sounds like the players themselves are comfortable, you know, being able to tackle in the physical portion of the game. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think you're going to be a lot of speculation. There's going to be a ton of unknowns. And we'll just start to see how everything unfolds week after week.
Do you believe that soft tissue injuries and everything that, you know, those kinds of nicks, is that from training camp? Now, you played through, you didn't do six preseason games. You did four, right, when you came in?
We had five. We had five quite a bit because, we would get caught in one of the internationals.
Right. And, you know, before that, those guys are playing six preseason games. Did you think you needed all that work and all the two-a-days? And I know your camps were vastly different than the camps today. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think we probably were on the side of a little bit too much. You know, our training camps are extremely physical. You know, the Raiders would come down. We played them traditionally in the preseason, and they would come in the week before, and we'd practice with them. And the game on Saturday was easier than the practices on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Our camps were physical. I've always felt that, you know, preseason was a little bit too long with the games. I'd like to see it pared back to two. I think that that's fair, and it's probably something that will be addressed here. And one of the CBAs that they're doing things. I think when you talk to coaches, they've got their evaluations done. I was always one of those guys that, well, you really got to see the guys, how they react, how they respond, how they play when the lights go on in the preseason games. And, you know, I think when you talk to coaches, they're like, listen, we've got a really good feel. You know, we stress them more in practices. We see more and we learn more about them in practice. We know how they're going to react when the lights go on. So I think that's one of the things that I've learned here, that even some of the coaches, you know, may want the preseason games reduced as well, because their biggest fear right now is injuries. And you know, we've had, you know, throughout my career, we had a couple of, you know, season-changing injuries in training camp. And it's devastating. It's devastating to go to that next practice to know that you've just suffered a huge loss, you know, for the entire season with one of your players going, you know, down with a season-ending injury. So, you know, I that's everybody's biggest fear.
Yeah, without a doubt. Talking to the great Darryl Johnson, Moose on the call, Sunday, Fox. So, intel-wise, just what are you thinking? I know you'll be talking to Doug, but what are you thinking about this Eagles team? You know about Jason Peters now at left tackle. What's your kind of just faraway view of the Eagles and who they are?
I think the big thing, especially early in the season, and we always saw this during training camp, the defense is always a little bit ahead of the offense. It's reactionary. It's much more athletic. You know, there's execution and play calling on the offensive side. Not to say that it's not there on the defensive side, but it's more important on the offensive side. So I think the biggest thing, you know, in the matchup with Philadelphia and Washington, and then really around the league, is going to be the offensive line versus the defensive line. And with both of these teams, you know, the strength is in that defensive line, especially for Washington. You know, that will be the big question mark for me is how does that matchup work out? How do they protect Carson Wentz in the pocket? You know, how are the running lanes? You know, that's a pretty, it's not only good, it's very deep too. I mean, they can do that defensive line rotation in Washington and really start to stress opposing offensive line. So I think that's the biggest component of this game. Because it doesn't matter who you have on the outside in skill position places, you know, what your scheme is. If you can't handle the offensive or the defensive line up front, if you can't give your quarterback time to throw, if your running back doesn't have anywhere to run, it doesn't matter how talented you are at the skill set.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What's the story of Carson? When you look at Carson now, what are you expecting out of him?
I was impressed how he, you know, kind of carried the team last season. You know, obviously the injury situation at the wide receiver position, the adjustment to a more tight end based offense, you know, with a lot more 12 personnel. and just being able to do that seamlessly. You know, he's getting to the point right now where, you know, he can manage and navigate and kind of lift the offense up with his play. So I thought it was interesting. There was an article written, you know, I think it's, you know, one of the guys coming in free agency that was with the Rams and, you know, being around, you know, Jared Goff and, yeah. and, you know, those guys in their same draft class, you know, where do you think they are right now? And I think it was Nickell Robey-Coleman. I think it was very complimentary of Carson with the intangible components. And we've met with Jared Goff and we've met with Carson Wentz, and they are very different when you talk about from a personality standpoint. And I could see that, you know, Carson is very driven. You know, Jared's a little bit more of a, you know, a technician type. So I can see exactly what his comments were, that leadership component that Carson has, you know, he's been working on that more. He says that, you know, that Jared's, he's going down that path. But I think the way his career started, you know, with everything that was going on, it was a little difficult for him. And then Carson has had a much better start to his career. And it's probably just about, you know, a season or a season and a half further down that road of progression.
Yeah. And even with Carson has had to grow immensely because of what he was through, right? It all goes well. His second year, he's on his way to MVP. It gets hurt. Nick Foles, we know the story, comes back, gets hurt again. Nick Foles again. Last year, not a lot of receivers, and is able to, with practice squad guys, is able to kind of get a playoff berth. So, like, he's been through it until he gets hit, knocked out of that game in the playoffs. So he's been through it during his short career, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a little bit more adversity throughout his career, as opposed to Jared having it just right at the beginning of his career.
Yeah.
You know, has weathered the storm very well, you know, to your point. You know, and that's going to drive you. You know, I can't imagine not having been a part of a Super Bowl. And, you know, Mark Stemnowski is one of the guys that came into my draft class, and he tore his ACL. And he was not a part of our second Super Bowl, you know, as a player. And I know how much that hurt him. That he, you know, you don't really feel a part of it. You know, you do everything you possibly can in the meeting rooms and helping out guys, but you're just not out there on the field with him. So, you know, I can't even imagine what that's like, you know, for Carson, you know, the quarterback position and watching, you know, your backup, you know, go on that great run and win a Super Bowl. So there's going to be motivation there for him, you know, to want to be able to do that as well and give something back to the Philly fan base.
Hey, Mooks, let's say, I'm just curious, because you live down there. I talked to a lot of people, and they are extremely bullish on the Cowboys. Have you got any intel? How good are they going to be?
Well, I think for the last few seasons, there's been a lot of you know, a lot of excitement at the beginning of the season, but they haven't been able to live up to the expectations of the team. You know, the talk since the draft has been very positive. You know, to get CeeDee Lamb. You know, Trevon Diggs, you know, those were guys that they had as, you know, they didn't think they were going to get him. You know, they thought CD would be gone. You know, they had him, I think it's number six on their draft board. Trevon was a guy they had a first round grade on. So they were very excited coming out of the draft. You know, I think they did a good job in free agency. You know, unfortunately, Gerald McCoy, you know, went down, but the Everson Griffin, you know, that was a great signing. You know, Alden Smith is supposedly unbelievable training camp.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of positives that are going on here, but it goes back to what we talked about earlier. Mike McCarthy, new head coach. Mike Nolan, new defensive coordinator. Kellen Moore is still the offensive coordinator, but there'll be a blend. There'll be some influence from Mike McCarthy and his system that's in there. And how much, you know, how much were they able to grow? You know, one of the interesting things is, you know, there's a story down here that Dak Prescott put a turf field in his backyard and had the receivers coming over throughout the entire spring.
Yeah.
So they've been working together, you know, on their own.
You know, we always have to keep an eye on the rival over here.
Hey, listen, you know, the Dallas fan base is watching the Eagles as well, and that's going to be one of the big things is, you know, shoot, we've had a lot of change, we've had a lot of transition. And they've had the consistency, you know, they're going to be a step ahead of us. you know, at the start of the season. And I think you guys have, what, four of the six division games?
Yes.
Within the first half of the season.
Yeah.
So if you can really take advantage of that, you know, that's huge.
Yeah.
So I really think I've always been a big advocate of you're not going to win a championship in the month of September, but you sure can lose one. You know, you get out to a 1-3 start or an 0-4 start, you got to dig yourself out of that hole. You know, if Philly can kind of flip that, you know, with the consistency they have with the staff and the systems and get out to a real good start in September and the other three kind of struggle a little bit out of the gates because of all the change in the offseason, you get a little bit of separation there at the start of the season and try and maintain that throughout the year.
Great stuff. Boosh, you're fabulous, man. We love you, man. Really.
Always good catching up with you.
You are. Yeah, you're a great man, man. We appreciate it. And the city loves you. We'll be watching you Sunday. Best of the family, brother. All right?
Yeah, you too. Everybody stay healthy. Stay safe out there.
There he is, the great Moose Johnson on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.